Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, 'cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. 'Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't letting you. I'm mad as hell and you know I still bleed red, white,
you goddamn right that ain't my America. Welcome to Warhammer Radio, where we tell the truth all the time. Sometimes we even make it rhyme. This is the Warhammer. Welcome. Welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends. We are here to tell you the truth, tell you the things you need to hear. And if you are an un-American queer, you can just get the fuck on out of here. This is my show. I tell it how it is. And today we are here to talk about Sharia law, because it is boom, Ramadan, and these crazy goat humpers are out globally doing their thing, starving themselves during the day, whipping themselves into a fucking frenzy during the evening, during their feast when the sun goes down, and then coming out upon the town and going absolutely bug fucking nuts, killing folks left, right, uptight, and out of sight. So let me tell you, these times, they are dark, strange, and true. And every time I look around, I feel like I am the only one who is willing to speak the truth. I feel like I'm freaking lonelier than Kunta Kinte at a Merle Haggard concert. And it is a goddamn shame. So get up. Stand up. Know your rights. Flip off the fucking police. Light up under the no smoking sign and tell them, kiss my white Anglo-Saxon ass, because I'm here to tell you, I'm going to tell Islam, shove it up their ass. I'm here to tell you today, and if it has to go into another show, oh, hey, motherfucking America, we got the First Amendment. Give me a blow. Sharia law is not compliant with the Constitution. And the Constitution is the law of the land, or is like our liberal enemies like to say, it's settled law. So shove that in your ass. You don't like that? Tough shit. It's settled law, bitches. Settled law. You like to say it all the time. Settled law. So the Constitution has been settled law since we were a settled nation. So guess what? Eat the peanuts out of my shit. Or as John Wayne would like to say, I got you some true grit. So here we are, chat rooms open, argue amongst yourselves. But if you use obscenities, please keep them within the confines of the chat, or I'll shove it up your ass and your hat. Because most of you liberals are all hat, no cattle. You got something to say to me? Please be liberal. Please be Muslim. And let's have a take. Otherwise, I'll just cut you off at the knees and do what I please. Because guess what? It's my show. And I get to do as I please. And that usually means I slap you about the face and head and then kick you out. The guest call in is 657-383-1757. That number is 657-383-1757. And have a take. And we have a special hotline for you stupid liberal and jihadist motherfuckers. And that number is 657-383-1757. That's right, for you stupid liberal and jihadist motherfuckers. That number is 657-383-1757. You'll get right through to me so I can beat you up and move on with the show. We're going to talk about Sharia law. Bang and gong, let's get it on. Because, let's face it, that shit is not compliant with the Constitution. So, pick it up, move it on, get out. We are not going to be prayer rug knitting motherfuckers just for you. So let's get right down to it. Jihad, as you Islamic cowboys like to say, is defined as to war against non-Muslims, to establish the religion. It is the duty of every Muslim and Muslim head of state, like Obama was for a while, a caliph. Muslim caliphs who refuse to jihad are in violation of Sharia and unfit to rule. And, you know, we had to kick his dog-eating ass out. A Muslim can hold the office through seizure of power, meaning through force. But he didn't have the balls for it, so he had to go anyway. Because he was unfit to hold law or hold office through force, that dog-eating bitch. Oh, did I say dog-eating bitch? Yes, I did. Because in his own words, that turd ate a dog. I posted online a time or 16 or 20 just because I like to hear that bitch say it. And for those of you listening to the show live, I'll post it in the chat room. So I don't want to get no calls from no Muslim wipe my ass with my left hand, eat my food with the right. Or any of you crybaby liberals in Denver, Golden, Portland, or anywhere else. The video is posted in the chat room. Watch it and shut the fuck up. Life's a rock. Suck my cock. Move along. A caliph is exempt from being charged with serious crimes such as murder, adultery, robbery, theft, drinking, and in some cases, rape. That's right, they can get the rape on, baby. Because women's rights don't matter, and they throw the gays off the roof just to watch them splatter. A percentage of zakat, that's charity money, must go towards jihad. So if you're donating to Islam, you got to pay for some jihad. Jihad! It is obligatory to obey the commands of the caliph, even if he is unjust. A caliph must be Muslim, a non-slave, and a male. That's right. White boys need not apply. Slaves need not apply. And Muslims still keep slaves. So all of you non-Muslims, that means you liberals out there that support Islam, you're supporting slavery. Slavery is still a rule, you fool. And if you think that you're supporting women's rights by supporting Islam, God damn it. Grow the fuck up, for Christ's sake. And if you disagree with me, read the Quran or call me and I'll school you, bitches. Because school is in session. It's summer school for you fools. Remember, the liberal hotline, 657-383-1757. Give me a call, big or small. I'll teach it to y'all. Damn, I got more moves than an epileptic. And if you're epileptic, that wasn't politically incorrect. You just know what I mean. A Muslim public must remove the caliph if he rejects Islam. And by remove, I mean kill. Through stoning, usually. Because everyone must get stoned, ask Bob Dylan. A Muslim will be forgiven for murder of an apostate, an adulterer, or a highway robber. Vigilante street justice and honor killing is acceptable. and they're trying to bring that shit to our courts. You got to just do like Nancy Reagan said and say no, because that's not compatible with the Constitution. And if you're going to allow honor killing, well, let it be for all, not just Muslims, because I get to look around and go, that motherfucker's not honorable, and I get to kill him, which means I have a lot of people that I can deem unhonorable, and I get to kill them. Think about that. Do you want me running through society going, I don't like his bumper sticker, it's not honorable, I get to kill him? I don't like his haircut, it's not honorable, I don't get to kill him? He got a little silly and sloppy drunk at Thanksgiving, and besides, he's talking about voting for a liberal. That's just not honorable. I get to kill him. And I get to walk away for that crime. Hey, maybe this honor killing shit does have some advantages. We should think this over. Certainly would eliminate a lot of liberals during the first year or two. A Muslim will not get the death penalty if he kills a non-Muslim, but we'll get it for killing a Muslim. Well, if we look at this logically, a non-Muslim will not get the death penalty if he kills a Muslim. So, if we use the legal quid pro quo system, if a Muslim is going to get, will not get the death penalty for killing a non-Muslim won't get the death penalty for killing a Muslim. We should be able to do this for at least a year or two, right? Fuck them. Fuck them big and tall, little and small. Fuck them where they live. Fuck them where they don't live. Let's just take them out and fuck them. Fuck them hard. Fuck them all. Make the Muslims go away. There's only 6 million of them in America, and there's 30 million of us. Yeehaw! Or should I say jihad? Because jihad goes both ways, bitches. Sharia dictates death by stoning, beheading, amputation of limbs. Oh, limbs. I guess that was just a Freudian slip, amputation of limbs. Ah, that would be kind of funny. Sharia dictates death by stoning, beheading, amputation of limbs, flogging, even for crimes of sin, such as adultery and homosexuality. Certain aspects of Sharia we certainly should be able to implement into society, such as this death by stoning, because Bob Dylan said, baby, everybody must get stoned, and there's some merit to that. Beheading, that's kind of fun. Been to a couple hangings. That was a party. Amputation of limbs. I do like the fact that Islam has a sense of humor. We'll cut off your right arm and your left leg and see how your mobility is. That's some funny shit. Those of you just trying to wander around in a circle, you done pissed us off. Flogging, even for crimes of sin, such as adultery. Isn't flogging in and of itself kind of a sin? It is if you're doing it right. Yes, indeedy. Step into my dungeon and let me show you. And homosexuality, oh, we're just going to throw your ass off the roof. No, not the second story. We're taking you on up high. Trump Tower is ideal for that shit, by the way. Non-Muslims are not equal to Muslims under the law. But in a quid pro quo legal society, Muslims are not equal to non-Muslims. So to the top of Trump Tower you go. We're going to see if you can fly. If I'm right and you can't, you're going to go splat. They must comply to Islamic law if they are to remain safe. Or you must comply to the Constitution if you are to remain safe. Because me and Ted Nugent are going to start a hunting party. And we are going to have some big fun. You and your sword and us and our long-range rifles. I got my Reaper rifle. Ted's got his shit. And I got to admit, Muslim's going to stand up with his sword and go, oh, la, Ted's going to stand up with his compound bow and go, and that motherfucker with the sword's going to look down and go, there's an arrow sticking out of my chest. And the fuck just happened to me? Are we playing cowboys and fucking Indians again? Holy shit, I've been shot with an arrow. How in the fuck did that happen? Muslims are forbidden to display wine and pork, forbidden to eat and drink wine and pork. Well, non-Muslims aren't supposed to display wine and pork either, but if you got the knife and I got the gun, I'm going to have some wine and pork. And when you come around bitching, we're going to have a little bit of fun. So you can whine about my pork. You may pull out your knife and, well, I'm going to shoot you a little bit. And then I'm going to pork you in that hole I just created. Non-Muslims cannot marry Muslim women. Well, you can't even tell what they look like. So why would you want to do that? We can't recite our scriptures or openly celebrate our religious holidays or funerals. But we sure as hell can have fun killing y'all. We're forbidden from building new churches or building them higher than mosques. How about if we just burn down your fucking mosques and build them where they used to be? We can't enter a mosque without permission. Knock, knock. Who's there? Flamethrower. Flamethrower who? Oh, never mind. We don't need to come in. A non-Muslim is no longer protected if he leads a Muslim away from religion. That's okay. Remember Flamethrower? Flamethrower worked really well. Especially since you guys like to wear them fucking trash sacks. Drop kick me Jesus through the goalposts of life. That's right. I know you're lying. Cut me a Muslim from the herd, and you're just another slutty little turd. Ow! It's a crime for a non-Muslim to sell weapons to someone who uses them against a Muslim. So don't sell me your knives or your guns, because you know I'm going to make them Muslims on the run. Non-Muslims cannot curse a Muslim. Fuck that Muslim diaper-head motherfucker. Or say anything derogatory about Allah. You know, Allah, the prophet, who's in it for the money, the prophet, or Islam, or expose the weak points of Muslims, like the fact that they're all bipolar dog-eating shit, turd, burglar motherfuckers, 75% of which have the same DNA. But Muslims can curse non-Muslims at your own risk, because talking shit about this non-Muslim can cause severe dental disability, like loss of your fucking teeth. A non-Muslim cannot inherit from a Muslim, like, you know, your piles of lint, dirt, and shit. Banks must be Sharia compliant, and interest is not allowed. Well, why would the fuck would a bank loan you money if I can't charge you interest? La 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 la. Bullshit. No testimony in court is acceptable from people of low-level jobs, such as street sweepers or bathhouse attendants. Bathhouse attendants Rahm Emanuel, Barack Obama, you're not allowed to testify. Women in low-level jobs, such as professional funeral mourners. God, why can I not say that? It all comes out like moaners. Cannot keep custody of their children in case of divorce. Well, you all look like fucking trash sacks, so how can you breed in the first place? A non-Muslim cannot rule, even over a non-Muslim minority. Homosexuality is punishable by death. There goes half the Democrat Party. There is no age limit for the marriage of girls. So, we can assume that the Democrat Party and Islam are one and the same, since pedophilia runs amok. The marriage contract can take place anytime after birth and is consummated at age 8 or 9. Perfect for Roman Polanski, the Democrats, and Islam. Sick bastards, one and all. Rebelliousness on the part of the wife nullifies the husband's obligation to support her, gives her permission to beat her, and keep her from leaving the home. Yet, most of the Democrat Party supports Islam. The National Organization of Women supports Islam and the Democrat Party, and most of the Democrat Party are women. Please help me understand why women support Islam. Let me read this line to you again. Rebelliousness on the part of the wife nullifies the husband's obligation to support her. Hit the stripper pole, bitch. Gives him permission to beat her. These are the people we see on Cops, and keeps her from leaving the house. Sit there and shut the fuck up, or I get to smack you around. Yet, Democrats, women, and the National Organization of Women support Islam. I can't wrap my mind around this. Can you? Divorce is only in the hands of the husband who gets to beat the wife, and as easy as saying, I divorce you, and becomes effective even if the husband didn't mean it. Yet women, Democrats, National Organization of Women, and Democrat women support this. Once again, as a conservative male figure, I can't wrap my mind around why women want to wrap their minds around this. Is it that Democrat women are brain damaged, stupid, or both? Rachel Maddow must be one dumb cunt. There is no community property between husband and wife, and the husband's property does not automatically go to the wife after her death. It surely makes will making easy. So why do trial lawyers also support this? Why do divorce lawyers support this? Why do women support this? Why does Rachel Maddow support this? Fuck, I don't understand. A man has the right to have up to 4 wives, and none of them have the right to divorce him, even if he is polygamous, beats the shit out of them, abuses them, divorces them, replaces them with someone younger. I don't get it. The dowry is given in exchange for the woman's sex organs. Family gives me your money. I get to abuse you, cut your clit off, throw it in the alley. And tell me why this is good for women again. Democrats, Rachel Maddow, and the rest of you. I still don't get it. A woman is allowed to have sex, a man is allowed to have sex with slave women and women captured in the battlefield. So far, I would see this as a religion that Rachel Maddow and the rest of them would say is a Republican religion, but it's not. And if the enslaved woman is married, her marriage is annulled. Yet this is the religion that Democrats think is the greatest thing since. What the fuck is wrong with you people? The testimony of a woman in court is half the value of a man. Please help me understand, you Democrats out there. And you can call our hotline number at 667-383-1757 to explain this to me. But you're going to have to put on your special temp dance and fucking shoes to make any sense of this to me. Because I got a high IQ and I'm pretty logical. And I don't understand how you're going to explain this to me in such a way that I can understand how it makes sense for Democrats and women to support Sharia law. Testimony of a woman in court is half the value of a man. So if a woman calls in, better have two women call in to explain it to me, because it's going to take two of you to equal one of you, using the argument of Sharia law. If a woman loses custody, a woman loses custody of her kids if she remarries, which means you don't get to remarry and keep collecting child support, yet this is a liberal thing. To prove rape, a woman must have four male witnesses. Otherwise, what this is saying, this is the NBA clause in Sharia law. To prove rape, a woman must have four other members of an NBA team prove she was raped by the fifth member of the NBA team. Blah, 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 blah. I don't understand. I truly don't understand. I feel lonely.
I was lonelier than Kunta Kinte at a Merle Haggard concert that night. I strolled on into Uncle Limpy's Hump Palace looking for love. It had been a while. In fact, 365 had come and went since that midnight run hauling hog to Shaky Town on I-10. I had picked up this hitchhiker that was sweating gallons through a pair of Daisy Duke cutoffs and one of those Fruit of the Loom tank tops. Well, that night I lost myself to ruby red lips, milky white skin, and baby blue eyes. The name was Russell.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying.
Yes, the greatest song line ever written is "A Lap Dance is So Much Better When the Stripper is Crying." I'm telling you, that must be an Islamic song tune. A rapist may only be required to pay the bride dowry money without marrying the rape victim. And obviously, we're not going to make it through all of this shit today. But when we come back for our next episode, I'm hoping we can have one of these scumbag Islamic pieces of shit, or Rachel Maddow or some other liberal woman, call in to 667-383-1757 and explain to Warhammer Radio how in the fuck this shit works and how you morons have stood by Islam for so long. Because in the last 30 minutes, not one person has been able to help me understand this. And I am mental level smart and common sense wise, and I don't fucking get it.